Right now, we'll bring in Pat Pagano. We get a look at this tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, good morning, and how are you?
Good. What I did is I stayed at my house last night. I went to bed early, but I set an alarm to get me up at like 2 o'clock. And when I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning, we had had light drizzle off and on, okay? So there were some slippery conditions, but I saw this huge patch of precipitation on my radar that was southeastern New York that was heading in our direction. So by the time I got everything, by the time I got dressed and showered and ready and out the front door, it was already about 3 o'clock. Well, I want to tell you, it had been raining for about 10 minutes, and my car was just encased in ice. What I did, though, before I went to bed, is I took some snow and made it deep along my pathway from my house. So when I went out on the deck, I put all my pet safe stuff on the deck and got off the deck, and I went right into the snow. Because the snow, it was not packed down. If you have packed snow, it would be ice, but it wasn't packed down. So I was able to trumps to my car and get in my car. But by the time I got to the station, had so much rain had fallen. There was just ice all over the place. So I finally got to the ramp, and we did something smart with the ramp, Pat, a couple of years ago. We put carpet on it, indoor-outdoor carpet. And when you get freezing rain, what happens, it's not glare ice on the wood. It crunches under your feet. Okay. So I made it up okay. But, I mean, it was pretty icy around here early this morning. Like I said, in Sharon now it's above freezing, but wherever the ground's at freezing or below, you're still going to have ice with the rain falling on it.
That is correct. Yep.
Well,
are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. With you.
Okay. Southern New England, for the most part, is raining. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, the temperature, all of a sudden, like I said, about a quarter to five, 4:40, something like that, got above freezing, and now it's like 36 degrees.
Right. And we will continue to see just rain now for this morning. I mean, some of the higher elevations could still be icy. That should all move out and end by, let's say, early afternoon or lunchtime. And then after that, you may even see a little bit of brightening in the skies. Highs today should range between 35 and 40. It gets much colder tonight. We're back in the teens. And tomorrow's a sunny day, low 30s. The next one is a Lollapalooza. I think this is spelling to me more and more as a standard typical nor'easter. The storm is not developed yet. It is expected to form in the Gulf of Mexico and charge up the East Coast. From what I could see this morning and all the indications on all the upper air maps that I've been looking and everything, again, I think it's going to be snow. And I think it's going to be snow Thursday night, ending Friday. And I think we have a lot of it. And it will get windy Friday. Right now, my guess, and it's a preliminary guess, folks, I'm thinking 6 to 10.
Wow, that's a pretty good preliminary guess so far out in front of it.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking. And we shall see what happens. Sometimes you just have to put a lot of the computer guidance aside and say to yourself, what would you have done 10 years ago when you didn't have all these computer models? And the answer would be, I'd look at it and say, this storm is just coming right up along the coast as a standard, typical, wintry nor'easter. And for the most part, they usually give us 4 to 8 or 6 to 10 inches on the average. There are nor'easters, as you know, that slow down. And instead of giving us 6 to 10, they give us 12 to 18, like the one in December, because that stalled. So there are different things. But right now, I would say I'll go on the, let's say, the preliminary edge and tell our listeners that I think 6 to 10 is in the offing for us.
All right. And if you have to raise it as we move along, you will. If you have to lower it, you will. But you're letting people know that, be prepared on Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, and Friday morning that we're going to have snow.
Right. And that's as simple as that. And it's 2 days out, usually 2 days before the models start getting better and better and better. I'm hoping that this afternoon our models will start coming in line. I see them already coming in line this morning. So I am looking for even more of a shake hand, if you will, of the models this afternoon.
Well, and hopefully that'll wrap up our winter. Or is that wishful thinking?
Wishful thinking.
Will it get us out of the storm pattern we're in?
It will get us out of the pattern, but it's certainly not, you know, it's not over. No way. No way, Jose.
So I've got a friend who lives in McGrath, Alaska.
Why would he go there?
Because he's a radio guy, and he got a job up there, and he runs a series of radio stations that covers a whole chunk of Alaska. And this morning, he in McGraw, in Alaska, where he is, it was like 16 degrees, and he's got a warmer temperature than most of the places that in the wintertime in the United States that are really, I mean, the central part of the United States, all the way down to Texas, just bitter cold.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't check. I'm going to do that right now. I was curious to check and see what New Orleans had dropped to, because we were calling for a cold weather. New Orleans right now is cloudy and 26 degrees with a northwest wind at 8.
There was a picture of Bourbon Street last night that was posted.
Right. Empty. I don't. Yeah, Houston, 16 this morning.
That's the town that he was comparing it to. It was warmer than Houston, Texas, and McGrath, Alaska.
Do you believe that? Isn't that amazing?
Now, here's what happened to somebody in Texas, and this is an interesting story. Richard Solon posted this. He's got a family member that lives in Texas.
Yeah.
And it's so cold. Ask me, how cold is it in Texas this morning?
How cold is it in Texas this morning?
One of those big turbines that provides electricity.
Yeah.
Froze solid. And because one froze in the line of all of them, it created a problem. So people being served by that wind farm lost their power. And you can't blame it on green energy, because bad weather affects power outages, whether you have solar, whether you have regular good old coal-fired electricity or gas-fired electricity, because power lines come down all the time, not just occasionally, but all the time. It seems unfair, but you know what? You can't blame that on solar. If it gets so cold in an area where it shouldn't get that cold, you're going to have a breakdown like that.
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking. If you draw a line, folks, from the southeast corner of New Mexico through central Texas, San Antonio right now is 13. It is in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's 2 above. Okay, but you draw that line through central Texas, continue to draw the line through southern Mississippi, just to the north of Atlanta, and on up the western slopes of the Appalachians to, let's say, Cleveland. From that line north and west, it's teens and below. We're in the 30s here, 50. At Atlantic City as we speak right now, and in contrast to that, 32 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. So if you follow that line that I just gave you, that is also the jet stream. So the jet stream goes from central Texas on up the Appalachians. When the storm forms in the Gulf of Mexico near, let's say, the Florida Panhandle, it's going to follow that up along the coast. If it goes to the west of Cape Hatteras, we could get a mix. Snow and then a mix. If it goes just to the east of Cape Hatteras, it's all snow and a lot of it. And of course, the storm's not there yet, but we do expect it to form later today, tonight, tomorrow.
And you expect it to go east?
I expect it to be far enough off the coast to give us, a good dumping.
All right. Well, there you go. So if you were in McGrath this morning, Alaska, it'd be warmer than most of those places that Pat was talking about. But the pictures he sends are just amazing from McGrath. Downtown McGrath.
Where exactly is McGrath? Do you know where it is?
No, but I know that the Iditarod goes through there because there's a hotel there, the McGrath Hotel, that hosts Iditarod contestants. So it's, you know, let me see where it is. Hang on.
We're doing it right now. McGrath, Alaska is, my goodness. There is nothing around there, boy. He's really. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he is in the middle of Alaska.
Yeah.
He is in the middle of Alaska. He's not near Anchorage. He's not near Nome.
He's in the Yukon area, Yukon Koyuk area. That's where he lives.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, there's a total of 346 people that live in his town, but the radio station serves, it has a lot of repeaters, because the way Alaska is, they serve about 5,000 people, but yeah, McGrath, Alaska.
And there's an airport there, how about that, and a museum.
Well, that's the way they get their food, in the airport. That's the way they get their food delivered.
Are you kidding?
you know what a hamburger costs there?
My goodness. 12 degrees at McGrath right now, and they're forecasting a high today with snow of 21 degrees.
To buy a hamburger right now, if you wanted to buy can of soup, a can of soup is $4. A can of soup is $4. If you want to buy any food at all, it's like triple the cost. It's down here because everything's got to be flown in.
My goodness. Well, anyway, I hope he stays well.
Well, he loves radio, and that's all that counts.
And that's all that counts.
All right there, Pat. I guess I'll speak to you tomorrow. We'll get the update on Thursday's storm and go from there.
You got that right. Be careful, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.